This sermon is brought to you by Shofar Christian Church. We hope that you will be blessed by this message. Our audio and video sermons are also available on Shofar TV to download and share.
So, I want to start with a small verse, and that's what we're going to continue with this morning. It's Genesis 22, verse 1, and it's a very familiar story. The one that spoke to me this week really challenged my heart. And Genesis 22 verse 1 says, after these things, God tested Abraham and said to him, Abraham, and he said, here I am. So I just want to stop there for a minute. I just want to share with you that, this has been one of the most challenging weeks of my whole life. My dad passed away in 1995 due to complications and illness. And I was 12 years old at the time, but I never really grasped the impact it will have because I was that young. And you go through life, and I went through life, thinking life is a breeze. Everything just comes so, in a sense, naturally to me, and certain things happen, and I met a beautiful wife, and I've got beautiful children, we've got a beautiful congregation, and God's just in control of every single thing. But the impact it had there, I didn't really quite grasp. But the previous week, I was faced with a situation where I had to tell somebody their father's passed away, and I was like, Lord, how do I do this? Because these people don't know, and it's the whole story. And in the end, it wasn't their dad that passed away. It was somebody else in the same complex. But God started with a process there. The Holy Spirit started working in my heart and preparing me for what was about to come. But this time, God supernaturally, in my preparation, intervened in such a way that I will not be able to tell it to anybody if you weren't there. It's just one of those things. God intervened in such a miraculous way. We used technology and things. And the outcome of that situation was such delight and joy because a life was saved. And so often we are in a position where we are called or asked to do something and we hesitate to respond. We hesitate in that moment what to do. So I was speaking to a friend during the week, and we were talking about relationships throughout churches, in our own churches. And that brought us to this particular relationship of Abraham and Isaac, and what the particular relationship was between Abraham and God. And as we've been speaking about the response to when God calls us, and we speak about that action when Peter said to Lord, tell me to come on the water, and God and Jesus said to him, come, and he had to do he did it because God called him. But here's the thing: if his heart wasn't in it. If his heart wasn't ready, I don't believe he would have done it. If his heart wasn't convinced about Jesus, he wouldn't have done it. And then a bit of doubt swept in, as with many of us on regular occasions, it happens. But But here's the thing. Who of you had a specific person on the heart this morning and this week? You wanted to call him. You wanted to get into that space saying, I'm going to call you. I'm just going to talk to you a minute or send a text message or something. And then this morning you sit here and that thought came to mind again. Oh, I should have done that. Just anybody in particular? Anybody had a person on your heart but you didn't do it? Sometimes our minds are so busy with the routine of what we are doing that if this doesn't happen or this doesn't happen, then we have that where we miss it. But here's Isaac and Abraham or Abraham. And God calls him. He says, Abraham. And Abraham's response is just ready. Here I am, Lord. Tell me and I'll do it. And he says, take your only son, and go sacrifice him. Wow. A tough ask. A tough challenge. A tough sort of command by the Lord. If you want to say it like that. But see, here's a story of what I want to get to this morning about Isaac and Abraham and God. Is that Abraham's focus was on God himself. And the question is, where is your focus when you pray? Is your focus on the outcome? Or is your focus on God who can provide the outcome? And are we praying because of the outcome? Well, we're praying because we know that God can provide the outcome. That's just something that I had in my mind this morning, or this week, rather. In thinking back in, you know, the challenges that we face every single day. But let us read Genesis 22 from verse 11. He says, but the angel of the Lord called to him from heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, here I am. He said, do not lay your hand on the boy or do anything to him. For now I know that you fear God, seeing you have not withheld your son, your only son from me. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him was a ram caught in a thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up as a burnt offering instead of his son. So Abraham called the name of that place, the Lord will provide, as it is said to this day. On the mount of the Lord it shall be provided. I was greatly humbled when I read this on the obedience of Abraham. Without hesitation, he said, Lord, here I am. The very next morning, not praying and fasting about it for 40 days, the very next morning, he gathered his horses and his men, he gathered Isaac and he went. And it testified to me the readiness and the obedience that God, that Abraham had towards God. You see, Abraham received this promise from the Lord. And then there's one, the one thing that this whole promise is about, is based on, and will live forward from there, is his son Isaac. And now God said, listen, come. You're going to have to sacrifice him for me. But Abraham didn't hesitate. Because he knew in his heart You know, God can provide, will provide either the outcome, and the outcome will be, as he said to Isaac when he was asked about the lamb, or what are we going to sacrifice? He says, God will provide the lamb. But his focus was completely on God, knowing that God will provide the outcome. The outcome, in a sense, was irrelevant to him, because he knew what he had to do. God commanded this of him, and when he set about his journey, he got to that place where hesitation could have set in. Doubt could have set in and said, whoa, am I really to do this? But up to the final point, he was committed to follow through on what God asked him to do. You see, when we talk about a sacrifice in the Old Testament, a sacrifice was consumed. Everything, the whole sacrifice was consumed by fire. So I just wrestled with this in my heart. You know, when God asked him to do this, what do you think was going through Abraham's mind? He was like, Lord, this is major, because my kid is going to burn to death after I stabbed him in order for him to fully complete the sacrifice. And then that was the one side. And on the other side, you had probably Sarah that was asking, but listen, I know what's going on here. I know what's going to happen. God called you to do a sacrifice, but you're not 100% prepared. You're ready to go there, but where's your lamb? What's the deal here? And I believe she also had a lot of questions. But again, did that derail Abraham in any way of moving forward into doing what God asked him to do? No. In actual fact, in verse 5, he goes so far as to say that, you know, stay here with the donkey, and I and the boy will go over there and worship and come again to you. That's how confident he was in the providing of the outcome. You see, they set out on a journey for 2 days to the land of Moriah. And that was 2 days or 3 days. It was 2 days full traveling. And the third day, the sacrifice was about to take place, or should take place. But those 2 days were preparation for an encounter with God. That was a key moment of wrestling with God through this whole time. Lord, I have to do what I have to do. And on the third day, Abraham encountered God in a very special way. And this pattern of 2 days preparation and the third day being provided, in a sense, with the outcome or meeting God and meeting, having the special encounter, is very much significant to how Jesus was also prepared. And also prepared for a special encounter. You know. 2 days he was dead, and on the third day he was raised by the Father. And on the third day he was raised by the Father. Matthew 16:21. But here's a question again this morning. What is your response to something like this from God? Like I said, Abraham had complete faith in God. And we see that as the author of Hebrews in chapter 11, verse 17 to 19 says, but by faith, when he was tested, by faith Abraham, when he was tested, offered up Isaac, and he who had received the promises was in the act of offering up his only son, of whom it was says, through Isaac shall your offspring be named. He considered that God was able even to raise him from the dead, from which, figuratively speaking, he did receive him back. Isaac was also confused. He even asked his dad, listen, where's the lamb? What are we going to offer? But he was also obedient to what God told Abraham. And here's the thing, this week or last week, during this last course of a couple of weeks, I read not the full article, but the headline just says, boys takes mom to court for money. And this boy, taking his mom to court, and he's claiming 14,000 rand a month. He's in university. And that's for boarding and lodging. He's stay in a hostel. He's entertainment, X, Y, Z. And he goes on. And he's claiming that as a right in his life, saying, you know what? You have to give me that money. And if you don't, I'm going to take you to court. Here we have Isaac just being obedient to his father's calling, to his father being obedient to God as well. And when we think about it, what we see today is exactly, can you imagine what the modern world will react to in the same situation back then? And as it is about to go down, Isaac just comes, or the angel of the Lord comes, and as Abraham is about to strike Isaac with a knife, an angel of the Lord comes with great urgency, and he calls him twice, Abraham, Abraham, stop and don't touch the boy. Don't do anything to him. And now sometimes we get into that situation where we didn't fully look upon God, we didn't fully trust God, and we're like, whew, that was close. But I believe because of Abraham's obedience, he had full faith in God about the outcome. Whether it be that God raised his only son from the dead, or in the sense provided a ram. You see, Abraham feared the Lord greatly. And his fear was for God. And God creating him. And the fact that, you know, he is in God's creation. So here's the thing this morning. Our prayers are sometimes focused on the outcome. We either pray with a specific outcome in mind, and in a sense we try to dictate that outcome instead of praying and knowing that God knows better than each one of us. Instead of praying and knowing, when God calls us to do something, he's got everything under control. And the way we respond and being obedient to what God calls us to do, that is the key here this morning. Because then we will not focus on the outcome. We will not focus, and as Abraham did, he did not focus on his son being kept alive or a ram that's supposed to be, but he was focused on God who provided the outcome. And that's what I'm trusting God here for this morning, is that he can come and align and help us through his Spirit to align our focus, not on the outcome, but on who he is providing the outcome. And here's the thing, in all our situations, God always provides an outcome. It might just not be the one that you expect it to be, but it is something that will go according to his will and his plan for you, teaching you something, helping you understand revealing something of him who is a greater God. So when that outcome sometimes does not go according to what we want it to be, and is asked the question, Lord, what do you want to teach me? What do you want to show me? How am I to respond in the following, in the next situation to the same thing? Because this was very clear. God did not tempt Abraham. He tested him. God did not tempt him, but he tested him. See, our focus in prayer, worship, being here today is really to bring to the table what God is asking of us. That which he has placed in your hand, that gift that he has placed in your hand, how are you living it out in the body of Christ, in the world? It's not about the outcome, but it's about him. It's about him who is our provider. And here's the thing. We know that the story of Abraham, Isaac, and the ram that was provided is just a thing that's put in, a story that's put in place to tell us about the love that God has for us. Because God had to do the exact same thing for you and me in order to save us. And you know, Jesus was obedient right unto the end, to the point of death. And the focus was completely on God and not on the outcome. God provided the outcome. He had that. He knew he's going to raise Jesus from the dead. And here's the thing. The outcome is what we look at today. We say, wow, Jesus, you were raised from the dead. And in you and through you, we have eternal life because of you. God made a way for me and you to get to him, and that is through Jesus Christ. And Jesus's life is significant because of his obedience to the will of God. Right to the end, right to the point of death. Having faith in his Father that he will raise him from the dead. He raised him up, and today we have that opportunity, each one of us, to live out, to act out the fullness of what Jesus Christ became when he was raised from the dead. Because he says, because he did it for me and you, so that you and I can be saved. So I really want to ask a question here this morning, and I want us to just spend some time on it and pray together this morning that, you know, God will really continue to challenge our hearts. God will open up His, or God will help us. The Holy Spirit will help us to hear God's voice. Because we pray and we trust God for certain things. And if it doesn't go our way, or it's not the expected outcome, we sometimes either take offense and we're like a child that goes into this mode of rebellion. Because God, how can this be? Why is it that this didn't work out or this didn't work out? But in the end, if our focus was not on the outcome, but it was on God Himself and Jesus, our provider, the one who through whom we have life and reason to live for, if our focus remained there, we will think differently in our situations. We will think differently about prayer. Because now the prayer is not about the outcome, but it's about God. It's about Jesus Christ Himself. And Adrian, you can come up. So I just want us to close our eyes, as Adrian's going to give us some background music. And I really trust that God will come and sort of just dig into our hearts. Allow us to see the reflection that I saw this morning. Allow us to reflect back to Him. And we have difficult circumstances, we have difficult situations. I'm not always, I cannot relate to all of them. But I know Jesus can. Because if it wasn't for Him, none of this would have been possible. This gathering, the reason why we are here, the expectations in our hearts of something greater and something bigger, an excitement into life, into new life. You know, and God continuously tests our obedience. He trains us in it. But it's a response. It's something that we have to act out. We have to practice. We have to get in that situation and say, Lord, yes, here I am. Without hesitation. So I want to ask this morning, on the one hand, if you have never committed to Christ, if you have never given your life to Christ, as He says in Romans 10, and with the heart we believe, and with the mouth we confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. And for those who believe, you will be saved. If you've never done that in your life, or you are at a point where you need to make a commitment, or you need to make a change, or you need to do something different, or you want to recommit to the Lord, you've sort of strained or fallen away, or taken a step into the on a road that wasn't paved by God. So if you're here this morning and you've never done that, I want to give you an opportunity just to respond and say, Lord, here I am. So if there's anybody like that who wants to respond to the call of Jesus inviting you into His life, you inviting him into your life? Yeah, just raise your hand. If you've never done it before, if you have and you want to just recommit. And then on the other hand, I trust that God will come and really do a change in our hearts. And I want to call out this morning. I want to ask that if you struggle to hear the voice of the Lord, if you struggle to respond to His voice, because there's in our lives there's clutter in areas where in our mind that sort of reasons out certain things. I want to invite you as well. We want to pray with you. We just want to invite you. We want to pray with you because, you know, God has got such a deep love for each one of us. And His heart is really for your heart to reflect Him. No matter the circumstances, no matter what you are going through, His hand is always outstretched towards you. You just have to take a step and come closer to Him. So if you're in a position where you just want us to agree with you for something for this week, you're continually trusting God for something, I want to invite you to the front. Come and pray with us. If you have an area in your life where you have a difficult situation, you don't know how to handle it, let us pray with you. Let us agree with you. The Word of God says that where two or more gather in His name, there He will be. It's basically to witness. God is to come in agreement with us. And to witness together. But, you know, we consecrate this thing that we struggle with to you. The word this morning is not one that is there for you to you take it in. I just want to challenge you this morning that when you pray, when you give it to God, it's a way of how you give it to God. It's a way of how you respond towards God. This morning is about being obedient to the call of the Lord in your life. Any circumstance that you have in your life. So if you're struggling with that, I just want to invite you to the front. As we close our eyes, or keep it closed, and we just end off in final prayer. Father God, we want to thank you this morning. And we do not have to run around and wonder if you are alive, if you are with us. Father, we just want to thank you that you have a father heart that is in it for us. Father, we want to thank you that your Son, Jesus Christ, that died on the cross for us. Lord, we want to thank you that you have made a way through your Son that we can come to the Father. Lord, come and circumcise our hearts now and remove the dead flesh or the dead areas where we are not fully committed to you. Now, Lord, we just call upon your name. We just call upon your name, Lord Jesus. you will enter our hearts and our lives. We honor you as a King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
Thank you for listening. Remember that our sermon audio and videos are also available on Shofar TV. Go to www.shofaronline.tv to download and share.